It is a gorgeous day up here in the coffee house. Is that not so, Anne-Marie?
It really is gorgeous. Like, honestly.
It's a freaking gorgeous day. Inside our heads, outside our heads, everywhere.
No, it's like legit sun and happiness.
It's sun and happiness.
No joke.
No joke. It's the Artist D and Anne-Marie. This is For Culture Radio, honey.
Yeah, you better recognize.
I've been watching too much RuPaul's Drag Race. I've got this drag race accent, this drag queen accent, all week.
Never stop.
Honey.
Never stop. I'm going to snap for you.
Girl.
Never.
Girl, but it's over. It's over. Drag Race UK has ended.
Oh, what happened? I didn't know Graham Norton was a...
Yes, Graham Norton and... And that,
nice to enjoy, Graham.
That talkie man guy. What's his name? Alan Carr, who you might not
okay.
know. He's another. He's a very gay talk show host over there.
Very gay.
That's to be more gay than Graham Norton.
Wow. I didn't know that was possible.
Yes, gay is not the politically correct term, children.
It's not.
It's flamboyant. Flamboyant. Yeah. Yeah, because gay, everybody, they're just gay. That's a sexuality. That's not a personality.
good point. You're making sense. I didn't really make the connection.
I'm sure there'd be somebody on Twitter who would be like, "Dear Artist D, that is a personality trait. Send."
Yes. Okay. Send.
But I was very happy. My favorite queen, one of my favorite UK queens, the Vivian one. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. I've been following her since a long time now, years.
Really?
So I've known her and known of her for years. And bag of chips.
Will she come across the pond here and do things?
In fact, one of their cheap ass awards for this, because they had clearly no budget for the RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
Was RuPaul even on the show?
She seemed to be there in spirit. Okay. Yes, she did show up.
In spirit. Okay.
Showed up, put the dress on, but they had no grand finale like the U.S. grand finales are in Hollywood with in the theater, and there's an audience and it's a big ordeal.
Fancy.
They'll talk to every queen and then they'll surprise them with their family showing up to support them and make them cry.
I didn't know. Wow.
You know how that goes. It's like Maury Povich.
It's a whole big thing. Yeah.
But it was like, it was literally like the first season of RuPaul's Drag Race in the UK. It was just like the first season in the US. Just plain old grand finale, last episode, three people challenged against each other and won. But it was down to two that I knew of, Vivian and Bag of Chips. Love Bag
of Chips.
Love Baga. Yeah.
Oh, I have to learn. I'm behind. Feel bad.
And then another queen that I had never heard of, Davina DeCampo, which I now love as well. So
you made new friends.
I made new friends, yes.
Look how nice.
It was lovely. So I got that out of the way. That was Thursday. I was really waiting for that one.
Now you can cancel that subscription.
I'm canceling.
That platform.
Exactly.
That is rotting.
I was just looking at
our eyes.
I was looking at it this morning. I'm like, what else could I see? I'm like, no, nothing. There's nothing here.
No, it sucks, doesn't it? Everything is just...
Well, they're trying to jump off of this, but I think they did this very poorly because I guess the Vivian... I was talking about the prizes. The cheap prize that they won is that they're flying the winning queen to Hollywood, California to film a reality TV show that will be on this cheap ass wow platform. That's it. And I guess it's going to be out maybe in January, but that does not make me want to keep this subscription whatsoever.
No, that sucks. Better come here to California, make your connections while you can, because this show ain't going to work out.
Yes, that's what they put at the end of the show, is like, coming in January. Stay tuned for that. Like, no, not really.
No, not. That's disappointing.
Rather not.
But then again, I guess, what are they supposed to do? They have no budget.
Exactly. And that's usually it's like a cash prize of $25,000. But no, nothing. Just you get a TV show. Good luck.
God.
You get a TV show like everybody else. And you get a podcast, and you get a podcast, and you get a podcast.
That's what we do.
And we've got one, too.
That's right.
Right here on For Culture and Juiced Talk and Spotify. I've been getting all my friends on Spotify.
Me too.
I was in a...
It's exciting.
You were in a cafe the other day getting yours signed up, I think, or somewhere. Yes. I don't know where you were. And then,
Starbucks.
There you go. Yes. Let's call it a cafe. It sounds...
It was based on classy. The whole business model is based on an Italian cafe. So if you want to be classy, just keep that in your mind.
Exactly. You're going to be classy, as our
otherwise, you know, whatever.
Dear friends say. And I was in a restaurant yesterday and I signed my friend up for it. And she was searching. I had her do it like, you know, because you got to see. Does it pop up right away? Is it easy to find? All those fun marketing things. And she was scrolling and she's like, Dick Space. Like, that's the one! Yeah!
Yes!
As I burst out in the restaurant, yes, that's the one! That's my show!
It's so, the best name ever.
I love the comments. It's like when they see it in person, first it's Dick Space, huh? And then
I'm like, oh,
you're baking cookies. You're making cookies? That's the next thing she said.
you know you want to listen.
You got to listen. You need to know what all of that is.
And there's different Spotify plans. You have to make sure it's worth paying for so you don't get the commercials.
It really is worth paying for. This is the first time, and they're not a sponsor.
not yet.
Not yet. But this is the first time I'd ever say that a music platform was worth paying for. I don't like any of the other ones. I didn't like Pandora or Amazon.
I don't either. Oh, God.
I didn't get Spotify for the longest time because I figured it was just as bad. But it really, because it encapsulates my youth. Everybody's
You're basically renting the music. You're not owning it. So you rent it and it is what it is.
But it's all on there.
Yeah.
I canceled my Netflix subscription just so I could pay for Spotify.
Oh, that's big.
Isn't it? But I'm going to get Netflix back.
That's really big.
Well, I have not found something to watch on Netflix for like 3 months. It sucks. I know y'all love it, but it sucks.
No, my husband watches it specifically for Friends. Like, he hasn't seen enough throughout the past 20 years.
It would be, wouldn't that be more of a financially sound investment if he bought the boxed set?
I agree, but I think there's a problem where you have to actually get, we have nothing to play it on.
Oh, that's right.
No more DVDs, you know?
Got your DVDs for Christmas. Oh, shit.
It's like, oh, shit. That it's a different time. We are screwed.
That is true. That's like me and the Golden Girls.
There is a show, a Canadian show called Working Moms. I recommend it. You could binge watch that. Okay.
I will check that out. I'm going to get it back.
It crosses lines, and I approve. Hmm.
We all love anything that crosses the lines.
Do it. Watch it.
RuPaul's having a television show, like a sitcom show.
Oh,
in
really?
January, called AJ and the Queen, where a drag queen befriends this young girl, and they like they're homeless and they travel across the country and have fabulous drag queen related experiences.
Oh, that's going to be a cute show. But where will that be?
That's on Netflix. Do we know? So I'm okay. That's why I'm going to go back. Going to go back to Netflix just for that.
Does Logo still exist? Like, that was something that Logo would pick up and be like, hey, look at us.
It should. Yeah, Logo still. I think it exists on cable, but they don't do any. They don't have this streaming thing. They need a. They could.
I think their claim to fame was Eurovision back in the day, and it just died off.
Gotta love me some Eurovision.
I always miss it.
I do too. I was eating.
Gosh darn it.
My burrito while I was looking at WoW Presents and thinking how a shit platform it was, but. I had such a burrito experience this morning.
What happened?
Well, the burrito itself is just, I don't know what y'all got over there in New York City.
Yes.
In New York City. But
in the big city.
In the big city. But on the West Coast, we've got this place called Roberto's. And I don't think you got that yet.
I don't think so.
No, it's a California-Nevada thing. And
no.
It's a 24 hours, 7 days a week, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Fuck off. They're open. You can get your burrito.
Oh.
But they make the most amazing, I mean, it's authentic Mexican food, and the breakfast burritos are through the roof. Amazing.
We have enough, like, mom and pop authentic Mexican stuff. A place like that wouldn't probably survive here.
Probably not. It's really, it's one
just
of those.
Just saying.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have any of the other authentic anything. So this one's just like, you know, it was the mom and pop, but now they're like franchised.
What's in your breakfast burrito?
I get the carne asada breakfast burrito.
And fancy.
And it's about as big as, bigger than a baby's arm, for sure. It's a
bigger
large
than a baby. I have to visualize a baby's arm.
It's a log. It's large. It might be big as it's a baby.
Is it as thick as my cat? Yeah, that's the only reference I have right now.
A little bit, not as thick as Magnolia has become.
Ow. That was mean.
Don't tell her I said.
Yeah. I won't. But, she's looking at me like, bitch. Talking about me.
But it's very, very big. It's got eggs and potatoes and all the seasonings and onions.
It's got taters.
It's got
that's
taters
fun.
Too.
And then that's filling.
And the carne asada is like, you know, it's probably a piece of enormous steak in there too. So it's very good.
I approve.
But with Roberto's, they do this thing. They have this bin. And while you're waiting for the
what's in the bin,
what's in the bin? While you're waiting for them to finish and get that to you, you go over to the bin and you can dip your salsa into the little cup. So you take it's all to go. So you put your salsa. It's in open bins, but it's not as uncleanly and unsanitary as it sounds. Because all the things about Roberto's, they're very clean. It always smells like bleach, which is always comforting to me.
That's what's in your food.
It's probably absolutely. And then they have the salsa verde, and then they have a bin of julienne sliced carrots, like thin strips of carrots soaking in hot pepper juice.
Oh, I'd be all over that. That's fantastic.
And you get a little baggie, and you get the tongs, and you fill the baggie up with all the slices of carrots and onions and peppers. And it's been soaking it all.
That's
freaking
exciting.
Night. Yes. Oh. It is the hottest, spiciest thing that I prefer.
And then you shit fire for the
you
rest
shit
of the
fire
week.
For the entire weekend. Yep.
But it's so good.
It's so good. And last night when I was going to bed, I was feeling a little under the weather.
Oh.
So I thought, when I get up this morning, I'm going to do all the fun exercise things, and then I'm going to go get my Roberto's burrito and my bin of carrots.
The bin of flames.
Bin of flames. Because that's what you need. You need substance and sauce, hot sauce, for getting rid of those germs, girl.
I love a good hot sauce. And one that I buy online is the only one that I like. It's called Slap My Ass and Call Me Sally.
Well, we've had that, yes. I am married to a hot sauce connoisseur.
Oh, see?
We've got an entire cabinet level full of hot sauce.
We need to talk. This
we
is
do.
Important.
I didn't realize this about you.
I buy this stuff. It's not hot enough. And I kind of lose my mind. I want flames. I want pain when I eat my food.
Wow. That is something I didn't know about you. You would totally fit in with...
Like, my chili's got to be on fire. And it's not happening with the store-bought stuff. But online, I can get whatever I need.
Oh, God. Yeah, we've got all those online specialties, all the flaming everything, all the extra... She's got, like, two extracts in there. From God knows what, and always, you know, making something. She's like, let me just put a drop, just a drop.
Just I'm a like, drop,
no,
yeah.
You don't understand what a drop
does
to me.
Your corneas are melting.
Exactly.
You open the cabinet, you get a facial. I mean, it's hardcore.
Because, of course, you know, she'll put the whole thing on the entire, like, if we have cheese steaks, that's always the best, hot sauce with cheese steaks.
Oh, and I've never done that.
Just fill the, she'll fill the whole thing with hot sauce. I'm just like, you know,
I've only had a cheese steak in Pennsylvania, you know. I haven't had the cheesesteak at home. I didn't think I was allowed to do that. It's, you know, it's your Philadelphia special.
In New York, you're allowed.
Nah, man, it's not the same.
They should know better. They should know what they're doing. They're only a state away. Oh my God.
Now you got to drive through New Jersey to get there. It's a pain in the ass.
No, that's true. That's true. But I always find
the whole state, the whole friggin' state. You got to go all the way down.
That's true. And through the tunnels and bridges and
the turnpike. Duh.
The turnpike.
2 hours door to door at least. But it's like, oh my God.
But you got your cheesesteak.
You get your cheesesteak. That's a whole other show. Where do you get the cheesesteak?
That is. Yes, I found the East Coast was okay for that, but yeah, West Coast, don't bother. It's just steak on a bun, but you know, you got to do what you got to do, but that is another show. And I can finally ask you on this show, as it's Coffee House, for those who don't know, did you finally get the tree up?
My friggin' tree is up. What's today's date?
It is November 23rd. November 23rd,
before
Thanksgiving,
which is wow, I've never done that before.
I feel like I helped.
You did.
I inspired.
Congratulations. Although Facebook reminded me that last year Thanksgiving did happen on this day or the day before.
It did.
So I think it's just it's not me. It's not you. The calendar messed up.
Well, and then I went over to that that friend's house of mine, and all it's decked out. It was Santa's freaking workshop, and I told you,
amen.
And the next day, your tree is up. I love.
It does make you happier. It's true.
It does, and especially if that is true, which it is, that Thanksgiving is later this month. That means people are, you know, the traditional people, literally won't be putting up their tree until like December 1st, and they're only going to have. A couple days, then it's over. Does anyone understand?
Thanksgiving sucks. It gets in the way.
Doesn't anyone know how, you know, Christmas works? It happens and it's over and it's sad.
It is sad.
And then we spend the rest of the year talking about how sad we are.
And then we talk about it because, you know, there's nothing else to talk about.
Exactly.
I mean, come on. After Valentine's Day, we're all screwed. It's, you know, it's Memorial Day dread.
All downhill from there. All downhill.
Fail. But yeah, my tree is up. It's been
beautiful.
It took 2 hours to do, and then I had to have another day or two to add accents. I got my Starbucks ornaments.
Very good.
Life is great.
I know you love those Starbucks ornaments.
And the cat.
The cat went inside. Is in it. Magnolia has gone inside.
Went in, got caught, hasn't gone up since.
She's probably thinking.
I had my camera.
I mean, I'm sure she's thinking, like, I used to be able to do this. Yeah. When I was
broke my tree. One of my branches is already broken. I got to, like, MacGyver it together.
I know. You're going to need a new tree every year, or duct tape. Either one.
Either one.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad it's up. I'm so glad.
It's like, now what am I going to do? It's up.
Right? You're going to stare at it. So that's what you do next, is you stare at it. There's all those late nights with a nice cup of something where you just stare at it.
Yes. Yes.
As they say in the old, many, many, many old movies, I'm just going to stay up a little longer and look at the tree.
Yeah. Isn't that great? That's great. That's really nice.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah, that's if you're with people. Oh, yeah. That's the next statement. It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
Shut the hell up.
Shut up and watch the tree. I was thinking of getting a little Charlie Brown one because I'm without.
You have to. It's the twig. It's the twig. You gotta do the twig.
Gotta get a decorated twig. Put my few little ornaments on it, and
you can hang the penguins up.
Hang the penguins, yes.
You gotta do it.
Gotta do it. Gotta do it. But at least that's done. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
Now, when do we take the tree down? What's the acceptable time?
It's a personal preference. I know that in my life, I knew a lot of people who said, who used the excuse of, are they Orthodox Christians that leave it up a week later and that they celebrate like a week into January or something?
Yeah, that Three Kings Day is the 7th, I think.
So as
which would be their Christmas.
Catholics, we, and I am a recovered and ex-Catholic, mind you, but that was the family's excuse was, well, you know, those other Catholics don't actually celebrate Christmas until like the first week of January, and therefore we can leave it up for the first week of January.
We're going to honor them.
We're going to honor
with
them
with our tree.
Since it works out, as Catholics do, if it works out in their favor, they'll go.
They'll do anything.
Yeah, they'll do anything. So I think they did that just because it seemed appropriate and okay. And well, as long as other people who are kind of like us do it, we're okay, which is also very Catholic. As long as somebody else like you is doing something, it's acceptable. But if they're not your people, then fuck off.
That's right. leaving it up till February. That's it.
I think you can, because I mean we're in the 21st century where we can have Halloween decorations up all year. So why not Christmas?
I mean, just to piss off my social media followers, it's fun.
Absolutely. Can still be posting you both pictures of it after.
Look, the cat still goes in. It's February 1st. Oh, yeah. Look how great.
It's Valentine's Day. You're like, let me just look at the lights. Look at the lights. Beautiful. I would probably, if I was doing it with the tree and the everything, I would do a week or two into January. I've often thought about people, especially single people who are like obsessed with Christmas. I am sure that there's someone out there secretly who has their tree up all year long, and they like do Christmas things all year long for themselves.
Ooh, you think?
I think they live in this psychological craziness.
There's probably a TV show about that. Come on.
Probably. There must be. There's got to be one episode of something somewhere documenting someone.
It's got to be that show where the guy wants to be a baby and he's like in his 50s, and it's got to be, it's someone who wants to be the coffee table, right? It's got to be this.
Yes.
Same show. Where is that show?
Where is that show? I need that show. I needed to do that show. Wow Presents. Clopping. Call me. Call me. I've got something to keep your subscribers. We're going to talk about coffee table people, babies, adult babies, and Christmas tree people all year long. Santa fetish? How about
that? I'm laughing, but I'm probably that Christmas tree person. I've left my decorations up.
I would do it. If I was single and batshit, which is probably what I would be. Which is what I would be, anyway.
Well, then anything's possible.
Yeah.
Single and batshit.
Well, and I think, side comment, I would be batshit if I was single, and that would be like, that would be my secret world. I would come home and I would pretend that it's December, and I would watch Unlikely Angel, the Dolly Parton movie. That's my favorite.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
It's on Amazon Prime for free. It might be on Netflix. Check it out.
Well, I've got Prime.
Well, there you go. And it's I watched it as a child. I watched it as a teenager. I don't think I watched it as a child, but a teenager. I owned it, and it was like my favorite.
You owned it. Oh, look at you.
I still own it. That was one of the few DVDs that I
took
with me.
And you have something to watch it on still.
And I do, yes. Well, all machines have to have DVD capability for me, because I'm like Lady Bunny. I have the whole flip book of CDs.
The flip book.
What do you want to listen to, girl? I got this flipping through. You want to watch a movie? Let's take out the gigantic flip book of DVDs.
I had one with CDs. Oh, God.
Yeah. When I had CDs, I did. It's probably the one of the few 21st century things I did was I don't have any CDs. Those are gone.
Mine are all gone.
Yeah. But DVDs I do still have. Those will follow me forever because you can't find some of these things anymore. It's like books. You can't find these.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I even got rid of my box of cassettes.
Ooh.
That was a big deal.
Ooh. Yeah, we...
Because it's all on Spotify.
We did that a long time ago, but I don't know. If I had cassettes now, I'd probably keep them.
I couldn't even tell what the hell was on them because all the text was scraped off. What is this?
I actually think I've saved two cassettes. I have, and this is like shows you how important those are, is I've got Madonna's Erotica cassette. And I've got...
Why?
that's probably my favorite album.
But why not have that on CD?
Well, I do. I do. Oh, but I just had it. I bought it on cassette originally. And like when I was a teenager moving out, you go through all of it. You know, what can I toss? And those are the two things I saved. It was that one and Dolly Parton's Straight Talk soundtrack cassette. And that,
you are fabulous. You really are. You really, really are.
I try. It comes naturally, but I try. And that one,
I'm not that cool. Like, I started out with, like, Duran Duran. Who gives a shit about that? You had Dolly Parton.
I was thinking about that this week, about cassettes that as a child I actually really, really loved were, like, so gay. And again, gay is not a musical choice.
Yeah, but you can't say flamboyant. What do you say?
Yeah, because exactly, because I can't even say effeminate, because it's not, it's just, it's gay. What was it? Was Broadway fetish or something?
Community. I don't know. What do you say?
It's like there were these show tunes and country western, like, quartet kind of things, like not even like mainstream country western, but I came across these really awful quartet honky stuff, and it was like really soothing to me. And then when I was on Spotify, because I was adding all my old loves, all of my artists that I used to love, and one of them was Anne Murray. And that's what brought me back. I'm like, I was like 8 years old at Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted the new Anne Murray album. That is
hysterical.
And that is as gay as I get. And there's no other word for this. And if my mother did not think when buying the Anne Murray album for me, because she did.
She didn't know.
She did. And did it ever cross her mind that, like, There's a Dolly Parton cassette. There's an Anne Murray. Those were red flags. Red flags.
But what is it about certain artists that the community is attracted to?
Why
would Anne Murray be attractive to?
That's kind of what I was trying to go down into in my head, because those are, you know. Those are weird. Those are just weird. And I mean, it was fine. It was Dolly Parton, Pam Tillis, RuPaul. Those were all fine. Like, those were like, okay, people listen to this. But my kid wants Anne Murray. It's just kind of, what is it about that? That is the question. And I don't know the answer of what, why does he want to listen to honky ass country quartets?
I grew up before you, but I was the MTV generation. Right. Like, my first big thing that I had to have was David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Right.
All the singles and crap. I didn't go for Anne Murray. Like,
exactly.
Bizarre to me.
Well, that's why it's scary to think, like, if that was encouraged, because it wasn't. I mean, it was accepted. And it was purchased and provided, but it wasn't really like, oh, you should get other Anne Murray albums, you know? just like, careful where you play this, honey, okay? But if it was actually, I would have turned into one of those other gay people who grew up loving Broadway and singing all of the show tunes. And that would have been me if they would have encouraged me down that road. But yeah, they did not, and I am not complaining about that because I do not like the Broadway geeky crazy people.
You and Andrew Lloyd Webber will not be hanging out.
We will not. We will definitely not. I was once upon a time married to a Broadway person, and that was about as much as I could take.
That's a lot to deal with. That's
a lot. I didn't know what I was getting into.
Sunday morning, let's put on Aida. Get the hell out of here.
Exactly. Exactly. And just the actual fainting away at the mention of anything, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber comes to mind. Oh my God. He's amazing. Have you seen can we see Cats? No, we can't. Fuck the Cats.
That movie's coming out, you know.
Oh my God. You've seen the trailer, right?
There is one actor that I used to love. He was on this Shakespearean show that failed called Will. And he is the black and white cat in this thing. I'm like, God damn it, I love you and I have to see this now? I'm like, oh. What do I do? Do I wait for it to come on one of my four streaming services so I can fast forward and look at this beautiful man and his leotard? What do I do? And why didn't they put fur on the freaking cat's faces? They look all weird.
They all look weird. It's creepy because it's borderline on like a fetishist cat. It's a fetish.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yes. They should be furry.
They should be furry. Which is funny that's probably the conversation. They're like, we can't make them furry, you know, those fetish people. But instead, they made something that basically was exactly that.
Whoa, there's a lot of people in that one, too. A lot of noteworthy people.
I was going to say it was Judy Dench. I couldn't think of it until I just saw it. Yes. She's in there. And I want to watch it for Judy Dench because I'll watch Judy Dench all day. But... it's so sad.
I don't know. I'm really on the fence about this. It's just, what do I do?
Idris Elba is the top billing there. Ian McKellen. Yeah. A lot of people.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Swift is in there.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, my guy is Laurie Davidson, who is nobody,
he's not on this top list.
He's the Mr. Mistopheles guy, so I'm like, you know, come on. What do I do?
I would not encourage you to see it in a theater. Don't do that.
I can't have anyone knowing that I'm in a theater unless I document it on this podcast.
True. We could assign it to you for research.
It's like, this is it.
But I want the Instagram story of you at the theater window saying, two for Cats.
Shit.
Because I know you're going to take your husband.
No, I think that's something I'd go to alone. My God, who the hell's going to go with me to see
with in your hoodie and dark glasses?
Who's going to volunteer? Cats. I'll sit with you through that shit show. Absolutely. Nobody.
I would. That would be.
You're a good friend.
That would be a day out. That would be like the research pinnacle of research for us.
Oh God.
Anne Marie and Artist D go to see Cats. and we'll Instagram story it.
We'll buy tickets for Star Wars and sneak it to the theater. Yes.
I bet there's people that do that. And if they got caught, they'd be like, I'm sorry, I couldn't possibly purchase that ticket.
Come on, the usher's going to be like, look, I get it.
I get it. There's a lot of people in here for Star Wars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I'm not even sure when it's coming out. I have to keep track of that.
It says it's in January.
Oh, see, it does coincide with Star Wars.
Although it says 2019, but...
Oh, I'm looking. Yep. Oh,
December,
no.
December 20th.
It's the same day as
Star Wars.
Yes, we're doing it. We're doing this.
How are they competing? Oh, no. That's for all
for
those.
Christmas.
It's all
you're
those.
You're bored out of your mind, and you gotta do it.
Ugh. It's the family people, the old people. They'll be like, "Let's go see that. That looks joyous," as the poster says. It is the most joyous event of the holiday season.
I'm looking at pictures, D. I mean, it's weird.
It's weird. I know. I've got.
They need fur on their faces. They need fur. There's no freaking fur. It's wrong.
It's very Jesus. Furry. It is very furry. Like, this is a furry convention.
Please justify
right here.
For the audience. We're not talking furry as in fur.
No. I forgot. People are listening. Yes, furry. Furry as the fetish, as the culture. Because can't get that Twitter message. Furry is not a fetish, Artist D. Send.
Wait, I have an observation before you even get into that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
The theatrical performance on Broadway.
Yes.
They had furry faces.
That would
something
make
happened
sense.
In the movie.
That's
they
what I remember.
It.
I remember those commercials of olden days of all. See the
they have
cats.
More fur.
They looked like cats. Yeah, they were fluffy this, and happy.
Yeah, this new thing. I don't know. They look like shaved beasts.
Shaved no. beasts.
There's no fur on these people. Yes. I don't know.
You're right. I just Googled cats on Broadway. They've got big, fluffy fur costumes. And they've got
fluffy
facial
tails.
Hair, fluffy tails. Because they flawlessly combined a human's facial hair. Like, they've got this guy's beard. But it's the beard of a cat with the mustache. You know, it's all combined. That makes sense to me. That's okay. But Taylor Swift with Taylor Swift's face on a sexy cat body? You're going to be confusing a lot of people who are like, yes, you're right. That is a sexy cat body. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Why does that cat have breasts? What's going on?
Yeah, they all have breasts.
Yes.
Nippleless breasts here.
Furry.
Which I guess is a good thing, right? But yes, the furries furry. Go on. I'm sorry. I just had to give you that observation.
Furry breasts. Yes, that's a very, very good observation. And that's what the main picture is Taylor Swift looking sexy with her, you know, face. She's doing a sexy face. And she's got a big furry cat breast. What?
Yeah, what, you know.
I can't.
And my guy looks like a doofus. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do this.
Yes, but for those listening who do not know furry, as in the culture, as in people who feel that their spirit is that of an animal, such as a fox or a dragon. And... and they go to conventions and they dress as their animals in full fur suits head to toe, and they have time together. They spend quality time together at conventions with their fur friends, and it is a furdom. And
Verdum.
And then sometimes you will find that certain of these folks go back to their hotel rooms and have sex in their fur costumes.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. I mean, I guess why not, right?
Well, if you're going to do it, go all the way.
Yeah. All right. Wait. But that's actually very interesting because, like, how would a dragon have sex? So you have to...
Right. Well, see, that's a good question because that's when they've got to use their human bodies just a bit.
But they would have to seek out other dragons, or are they allowed to mingle
among
the species?
You can interspecies. Yes, it's okay. It's all
right. I don't know.
Because, see, there's no problems with that because you don't have to be afraid of having a half dragon, half fox popping out.
Oh, you could mix.
Yes.
I didn't know you could mix.
You can mix. I'm sure you can mix. You can do it. You can do whatever you want.
I guess you could, but I thought there were rules. I don't know. I didn't know this. This is exciting.
See, that's a good show topic, but a good culture to investigate where, you know, some people believe there are rules, but some people, I don't think they think there are.
I wonder if furries put up their Christmas trees early. See, that's something to think about.
And do they have furry ornaments?
I don't know.
This is my fox and collection.
Will they go see cats?
Will they go see cats?
I know. It's a lot of questions.
Yes. And we should say we love all people. And that's okay.
You know what?
It's just
I'm
going to
laugh at myself. I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to laugh at everybody. Because if we don't, we're going to die.
Exactly. We laugh. It's what we do at the coffee house.
So, you know, we have to celebrate all of us. And
and that is why we're laughing in a celebratory tone, for sure.
Oh, yes. Ah, yes.
God, love of good furry. I was just thinking. I just took a moment, pause, and kind of trailed off into the furry butt plugs. Have you seen
furry
these? It's like the fox tail, but it's connected to a butt plug.
Where the hell would I be that I would encounter one? What are you talking about? I have not seen this.
I love that. That's like common in my world. Is like, have you seen those yet?
And like, I don't know. I'm going to school pickup. Yeah, they look over there. They grow on trees.
Well, there is. It's like a butt plug, but it's got a tail connected to it, so you can feel like that fox all the time.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I'm using just, you know, fox because that's the most easiest. And I think for some reason that's
the
most popular.
But now I'm thinking of anatomy. The tails don't come out of the ass, Steve.
No, but they're back there, and I guess it's just easier to. It's easier to attach by just sticking it up your ass.
I just wondering. All right.
Yeah. I always go back to this story of I was working somewhere about 15 years ago, and this woman who worked with me, she was an older woman, probably 60s or so, and she brought her son, her teenage son, who was 18 or so, to work, and he had a tail attached to his jeans, a foxtail.
Oh.
And of course, you know, with my knowledge, I immediately was like, oh, he's a furry. And I just, you know, maybe I stared too long, but she's like, oh, isn't he so adorable with the tail? He loves to wear tails. And that's just like a thing he does. And I'm like, yeah, he probably has a selection of furry butt plugs. And you have no idea what he's doing on webcam later tonight.
No clue.
She's like, he is so adorable. He thinks he's a furry little creature. And he's got this cute little tail. He loves to wear tails. Oh, my gosh. He's 18 years old and he wears tails. He is so cute. No. No. There's more.
Tails are big and fluffy.
Yes.
That's a pretty dominant tail.
It is. That's why it was like big, and she just kind of laughs it off, like my son wears tails. Oh no!
You know,
girl.
She's got no choice. She is going to laugh it off. Yes, what is she going to do?
True, because how can you explain that in any realistic way?
So yeah, you know,
he thinks he's a fox. I believe him. I trust him. He can be whatever he wants to be. Shut up.
More power to you, my friend.
Absolutely,
that's fantastic.
I think it's great.
But if that's what you're going to be, then own it. You know, This is it.
And see,
give me a song and dance.
That combination, like human / creature, that's okay. Like I get that as like an aesthetically artistic thing, but when you're literally in a fursuit with a fox head on. With the head.
I forgot they do the head. Oh, yeah.
It's not for me. Let's just say it's not for me. But if it's
like
for you,
go for it. Disney outfit they're going out in.
Yeah, you're the Disney character or the creature on the sidewalk with the sign, you know, flipping the sign in their suit. But it's interesting. We've had furries on. Well, I've had a furry on my show, And it can be found on
JuiceTalk.com.
We talked about furries. I think I'd have a lot more to ask a furry these days. I need to find a new furry.
I would love to talk to one just so I could get it.
We can gladly bring them.
I mean,
to
it's
the
your thing.
House.
I get it, but I just have stupid questions.
Yeah, I think.
But
we
I don't
want really
to. I don't
want to
be
well.
Insulting. I just have stupid questions.
That's really the problem within the last 5 years is it's very hard to get a guest who you can just ask, and not be offensive to them because they don't want to be. They think it's stupid questions, but no, they're okay. They're questions.
No question is stupid if they're helping you learn.
That's right.
If you had to be an animal, what would you be?
Oh, of course, lion comes first to mind. Lions are very much my spirit animal.
You know, they have those manes that you could put on your house cat. You should just get one and wear it.
True.
And I would piss my pants. Please do it.
I went to. I thought about the hoodies. Like they've got the lion hoodie with the mane too.
Oh, I didn't know. That's exciting.
That's kind of cute. That's kind of cute. I think that would be the only animal I can think of. I mean, furry wise. But what would you be?
I don't really know. Honestly, although I'm looking at my cat and I'm like, she's lazy. I'm like, that's me. I'm not sure. I don't know. I really have to think about it.
Because mine, I would even, if I was to, kind of like that half human, half animal thing, if I was to dress artistically as an animal, I would choose the lion. I would want to look like that. But like, when I think about cats, I don't want to look like a cat.
I would want majestic wings so I could just knock shit over as I walk by. That's just
so
me.
Perhaps a dragon has bred with a cat.
Yes, I want to be a big, majestic dragon with a tiny cat head.
I love the visual. Because I think of the cat head, the one in the meme that's sitting at the table, that cat head. Just hit that little cat head on a dragon right now.
That meme is making its rounds this week. Wow.
Well, you think long and hard about that.
I'm going to have that's my homework.
We'll get back to you.
Although I do kind of like the tiny cat head.
I like that too.
I have to draw that.
You do?
Because that's just great.
That's wonderful.
Question of the day.
And two questions. What animal would you be that is an actual animal? But then we should also say, what mystical creature would you want to be? And even that, I would probably be like a centaur or something.
Yeah, did you see the meme about that? They have two rib cages. What do you do with that?
I didn't know.
You ever think about that?
No, I never thought about my two rib cages.
That's weird. You're going to have your human rib cage and then think about the horse part.
Yeah.
That's a hot mess.
That is a hot mess.
Just saying. But yeah, they would be very cool.
I'm just thinking how that works.
Yeah, I know.
It could be helpful. I mean, if you lose one, you still have
the other
large rib cage down below.
Yeah, but then that part of your body dies off. You have to drag around that dead weight, whether it be top or bottom.
Very inconvenient. Very heavy.
I got to watch Harry Potter. They have really good animals and things.
Yeah, I'm all for the Titans, any of the Greek stuff. I could be any of that stuff. That would be fabulous.
I always like that stuff too. Yeah. You could be the metal owl in Clash of the Titans.
I could. He's adorable.
Why not?
Oh my god, it is the week of Thanksgiving at the coffee house.
It is.
We're making our turkeys.
Someone made a turkey.
I did make the turkey. I think that was the last assignment for me on our last
show. That's exciting.
I did. I made.
How
was
your turkey?
I baked the turkey. I stuffed it with onions and garlic and lemons.
That's exciting. It really is. You took out the neck and all scary parts.
I took out the neck, yes.
Yes. Such a good one.
I used an Ina Garten recipe because I love Ina Garten so much.
I do too.
Oh my God. She's my favorite.
Store-bought is fine.
If you can't find the fresh souls of your enemies, store-bought is fine. And hers was basically just plop that turkey in a dish. And I love that the recipe did say to take out the gizzard and whatever, the neck and all that.
You got to remind the people.
It's a good reminder because people don't know.
If the bag is intact, it's not going to contaminate anything. But, you know, people make a mess. And
They do.
Then it's grody.
Yes.
Just saying.
And that was her basic recipe. Just salt and pepper it, parsley it, and melt a stick of butter, very Paula Deen.
Yes.
And just pour that shit over it. Stuff it with
You didn't have to go under the skin?
I did not, no.
That's always an experience.
I think it would have been better. I mean, it definitely, her recipe said bake it for just 2.5 hours, and I baked it for 2, and it was definitely done because it was a smaller bird.
Wow.
So I have no experience of like the time sense of that, but it was still good. I mean, all turkey is not really, well, as far as baked turkey is just kind of disgusting unless it's covered with gravy. So
yeah, you got
it. It was okay.
Add things.
Did that. I had my stovetop stuffing and my can of cranberry sauce and a can of corn.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And you're preparing for your Greek Thanksgiving.
I'm going to be at the Italian Thanksgiving.
The Italian Thanksgiving, yes.
Yeah. I did go to the supermarket, I think it was yesterday, and they had Mooney the turkey being pardoned.
Oh.
And so Mooney the turkey's hanging out in his cage, and he was just surrounded by frozen turkeys. So you can buy your frozen turkey while looking at Mooney and how cute he is.
Did they not think about that? I mean, that's psychological torture. Mooney, you've been pardoned. And here are the carcasses of your elders scattered around you. Here are your friends.
Yeah.
Because you're alive, but you know, Harriet the turkey, she's right here. You remember all of your turkey friends, all 20 of them? They're right
delicious.
Here.
They're
and they're delicious.
In their plastic wrap. So yeah, we're gonna go buy one of those frozen turkeys, I think today or tomorrow, and yeah.
Will you be eating with small family or large many family?
My small family is like, we're big, so like I'm one of five.
So it will be with mom and brothers. And
so it's going to be mom and half the brothers, maybe 12 of us.
Wow.
Half the crew there, you know.
Well, I will still be having a traditional Thanksgiving dinner next weekend, but I just had to do my own thing. I just wanted to.
You had to bake the turkey. You did it.
And I did it. Because that's kind of like that Thanksgiving dinner, the one I'll be having with people. It'll be done right. It'll have everything.
Apple pie, turkey. What the hell are you doing this weekend? Oh, Lord.
I'm not doing. I'm having turkey sandwiches.
Domestic goddess you. Oh, God. Are you sick of it?
No, not really. Yeah. I'm a big turkey eater, although not real turkey, more like, you know, sliced turkey. But it's still okay. It's all right.
You say that now. By Monday, you're going to be shooting yourself in the face. I'm sick of fucking turkey.
I mix it. You know, one day I have a burrito. The next day I'll have the turkey again. Who knows?
Turkey hash.
Turkey hash soup. Turkey soup.
Turkey burgers.
Turkey cupcakes.
Turkey slice. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And while I was away, I got to watch because, you know, anytime I go on a vacation, I watch TV and I watch the Food Network.
Religiously.
So I can catch up with you because you are a Food Network.
Because I'm a loser.
Junkie.
Although I hate this holiday crap. I can't stand it.
I couldn't find any. Once again, when I got there to my vacation destination, all that was on was the reruns of Guy Ferrieri.
Oh, he's a pain in the ass.
And he is a pain in the ass. And then they did a marathon of Beat Bobby Flay.
Okay.
Which was okay. At least it wasn't that guy, but.
They're okay because they're 30 minutes long.
Yes. And then, but then at 9 o'clock at night, like, I guess that's prime time for them. Then they finally put a Thanksgiving special on.
Yeah, Joe Schmo from Virginia competing against so-and-so. who could make the best giblet salad, you know, whatever the hell they're doing.
Yes, that was just the one with apparently this was like last year's show of that woman, Gina something, whatever, you know, she's got a peacock nose.
Oh, is that the one with the big teeth?
Probably.
She's got a tiny body, a big yes. head. She's like a, big like head. A marionette.
She's got yeah. a peacock nose. And
Gia De Laurentiis.
Gia, yes.
Yeah. She's a marionette.
Yes. And you've got to make your Thanksgiving dinner with this one main ingredient. And the main ingredient is...
motor always, oil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then every year, without fail, it's always cranberry sauce in a can. And you've got all the chefs in the interviews saying, I never used it. I just don't understand it. I don't know why.
You're full of shit. Lies.
Lies. You love that shit. It's really the best. I think so. I mean,
they're all full of crap.
All full of crap.
We embrace the can here, too.
I've gone places where they have the fancy schmancy homemade, and it's not good.
No, you want that, you know, you gotta want what you want. You
got
that's
to
the
have
basic,
the
man.
Gelatin. It's important.
Yeah.
Do the Italians.
The can's like 50 years old.
We have many of those. Do the Italians, and I stress
the Italians.
Because I know how much they love that. Are you still stuffing that turkey with stuff?
Yeah, we're doing
vegetables
that stuff.
And
pain
shit.
In the ass. We're doing it. Chopped meat, rice, pepperoni.
Rice and pepperoni.
Celery. Ow, you're mean. I am gonna go live. We're doing this shit. We're doing it.
Where is the fucking bread? I don't understand.
There's no bread. There's no need for it, you American piece of shit. No!
There's no bread. We've got the rice and the pepperoni. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I think we're skipping the pasta course this year, and that's monumental.
Good. That's good. Oh my god.
Oh, it is gross.
I can't. I mean, talk about it, I can't. But I literally there's no room. I cannot. Even the traditional that we do, it's a scaled back version. It's just the turkey stuffing and sometimes corn, peas, sweet potatoes. You know, that's quite enough. But
it's a lot of food. It's ridiculous.
The people that really embrace it, like yourselves, you know, there's a lasagna and there's a turkey and there's
that's
pepperoni.
So gross.
It's so much.
You got to have your friggin' sweet potatoes and then mashed potatoes.
And
no,
mashed
one potato's
potatoes,
not enough.
Exactly. Yes. You need like two.
And then we're going to throw. My mother's like, maybe I'll make carrots to add some color. Like, not because anyone's going to eat them, just so you could add some color.
I think that is so the motherly thing, because mine ends the same way. She's like, and what would you like for a vegetable? I'm like, I don't need a vegetable with all
who
that
the hell's
going
to eat it? Nobody's going to
Nobody
eat
eats
it.
That. And that's but usually.
Yeah, carrots are making it to the table.
It's kind of like standard to have it at the end and be like, and have the mother use the line, and nobody ate the carrots.
That's exactly what happened.
I made them.
Touched the salad.
And nobody touched the salad. What?
Who's going to eat that crap?
All this work. Didn't eat any.
And then the dessert comes, and it's just gross. It's a gross display of food.
I am absolutely loving my pumpkin mess that I made.
Why did you make pumpkin mess?
Pumpkin mess. Because I wanted a healthy pumpkin pie-like substance. So I just made a dialed-back version of just the middle of the pumpkin. You know, just the pumpkin. Pumpkin without the pie crust or anything.
Oh.
So just the filling, I guess that would be the filling. But just a little bit of brown sugar, a little bit of nutmeg, a little cream, but like not, you know, like we were talking last time, it doesn't have to be 6 cups of brown
right.
sugar. You just need a little bit. And then I put it on some vanilla ice cream and it's just
yeah,
delicious.
But do you have to put that in a pastry bag so you can sit on the couch and just shoot it into your mouth. That's how you do it.
There's that idea as well. Thankfully, I just put a spoonful, like an old lady, just a spoonful on top of some vanilla ice cream. Organic vanilla ice cream made in Oregon. Thank you. And enjoy.
You in Oregon? What the hell,
just,
man?
They make the best cheese and creamy things. They just know how in Oregon.
We learned a lot about each other this season of Coffee House.
We really have. There's been a lot of revelations.
Oregonian things.
Oregonian things. Many Oregonian things. So go to Oregon, get your ice cream, get your cheese, and then get lost in a forest and be eaten by vultures.
Maybe you'll see Bigfoot.
Maybe. As you lie there dying, Bigfoot will lean over.
I wonder if Bigfoot celebrates Christmas. Probably. See, these are things. Oh, does anyone dress as Bigfoot in the furry community? Oh, like, why not?
They should. They should.
Oh, see?
But I haven't seen one yet.
I'm intrigued.
Well, we'll have to do some research. I'm writing that down because Bigfoot furries.
Because we need to know.
I gotta know.
No, I think we have to figure out if Bigfoot's human, and that's just, yeah.
Well, but that goes into the other kin communities, as we've discussed with
other kin,
toaster ovens.
God about other kids.
Yes.
So I want to be a toaster oven.
You can be a toaster oven. Yeah. You can be an appliance, a Bigfoot, a whatever.
As Jesus another Christ.
Because that's where the dragons fall. Don't forget.
That's right. I forgot. I see. I didn't make the connection. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
We've learned a lot. We've done a lot.
My brain hurts.
I hurt, but in a good way. It was so good. And we'll force ourselves back next week to discuss our experiences.
The aftermath.
The aftermath of the Thanksgiving holiday specials. When we can then really get into Christmas.
Then it will be allowed. It's legal.
It will be allowed and legal. And we'll be here as we always are. Thank you so much. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Oh, gee, you know.
I heart you. This
thank you.
This coffee is so piping hot.
I didn't finish here. I should just. Time. I got to gulp it down right now.
I'm going to need a refresher here.
I know. This is too busy laughing.
Too busy laughing. Not busy enough sipping. So until next time, find us on Spotify and ForCulture.com and JuicedTalk.com. That's juiced, like juicing a lemon. JuicedTalk.com, where you can find it all. And find other brilliant podcasts by other brilliant people, but none as funny as us.
No, yeah, nobody's like us. Well, maybe that's a good thing. You don't want other people like
you
us.
You don't need any more.
Oh, my God.
You don't need any more than us.
Shit.
The Coffee House.
We are fabulous.
Fabulous indeed. Good day.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas and a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Stuffed with a pepperoni.
Shut up with that. It's stuffing. It's my stuffing. It's delicious.
It's stuffing and we'll leave it alone.
I'll pick you. You'll see.
For more shows by the artist Ian and Anne Marie, find Coffee House on Spotify or listen at juicedtalk.com. That's juicedtalk.com. This is For Culture Radio. ForCulture.com.